Can you hear Wisconsin in those riffs of guitarist Jeff Beck? Well, anyone who knows electric guitar can hear the solid body sound of a Les Paul Custom Black Beauty in that famous track from Jeff Beck's Blow by Blow album from the 1970s. And Les Paul, who would have turned 100 today, had Wisconsin in his blood. Wizard of Waukesha helped invent the solid-body electric guitar and then spent nearly 8 years convincing Gibson to manufacture it in the 1950s, a guitar that at one time accounted for half of Gibson's total sales.
When you just get mixed up and there's too much going on, then it's time to pick up your guitar, whether it's in the kitchen or just someplace where you can just play your guitar and clear your head.
That's Les Paul speaking to our partner, the New York Times, in 2008, still performing in his 90s. And if all the famous Les Paul players showed up on his 100th birthday party, that would be some greatest hits album. Rudy Pensa will sell you a new or fine vintage Les Paul at Rudy's Music in Manhattan, which has been open for more than three decades. Welcome, Rudy.
Welcome. Hello.
What does that solid body sound mean for rock and roll and for the people who played it, the many guitarists?
Well, Les, that was his... I guess he was tormented by that. You know, most of the guitars was arched ups. But he had a vision. He had the sound in the ears, I'm sure. I actually asked Les a few times. Yeah, he said, I wanted to be able to play. And I mean, listen, to play rock, stuff like that, you know, I love archtops. It's actually my passion, but it doesn't cut it to play, you know. A true archtop, the pickup is not in the guitar. It's floating pickup. And it gives a lot of feedback. You can play loud, you know. The solid body is just a game to actually create the rock and roll that we love today from all these huge bands, you know, Led Zeppelin, you name it. And that's what all these people, they got attached so much to the point, I mean, look today. I mean, thank God, the guitar is back. And a solid body is a big part of our sound.
So if I was to make a photo album of the artists who've come into your shop over the past 30 years and wanted to play a Les Paul solid body, what are the names that would be in that photo album?
Oh, my God, you need like need to make a big photo.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of my buddies is Mark Knopfler.
From Dire Straits?
Yeah, a guy who we met in 79. He was in the city looking for a studio for his second album. And just I was just blasting Sultan Swing, you know, and he came to the shop, becoming great friends. And, well, at least, I mean, I basically met everyone. I mean,
John McLaughlin?
Yeah, John was in the shop. And, I mean, even Les, of course, was in the shop. And you name it.
Rudy, let me say, you've aged better than a lot of those old rockers.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I was born to love instruments. You don't have to be an Eric Clapton or Mark Knopfler. You don't have to be one of those guys. You can just play one note and enjoy. I just love it.
That's Les Paul's idea. You know, he wasn't the best player in the world,
Absolutely.
But he just said, do it to clear your head. That's
Absolutely. Right. I mean, look at the alternative. What are you going to be watching? What a disaster is going on in the world. If your music would be introduced to those young kids, everyone would love it. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Turn off YouTube, play the guitar.
Absolutely.
Let's say happy birthday to Les Paul.
Oh, I even the sky is crying today.
Ah, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Les Paul, who would have turned 100 today. That's Rudy Pensa, owner of Rudy's Music in Manhattan, a shop that's been open for more than three decades. Back to the good old days in New York music. Rudy, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.